Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it is 12/14/2023. And hats off to an old friend of mine, back in another state. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to an old friend of mine. Yes, sir. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Chapter 38, Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and will put hooks into thy jaws, okay? And I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses, horsemen, and all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Emphasis on Persia, that's Iran. Emphasis on Persia, that's Iran. Gomer and all of his bands. The house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands. And many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee. And be thou a guard unto them after many days. Thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come unto the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. So Gog Magog is going to come after many years, and it's going to come into the land that's brought back from the sword that is gathered against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth of the nations, that they shall dwell safely all among all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the band, to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, that at the same time as all of this with Israel, you see, at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, meaning Gog and Magog, you see what I'm saying? And you see what Lord Jesus is telling you, or what Ezekiel is telling you. And thou shalt say, I will go up unto the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. Sounds like America, okay? Which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. I can think of Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, you know, Oklahoma, Texas. All the different things in the center of the United States with the cattle, okay? To take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn that hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, which dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, which all of them young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let me just read over here, because I think you're going to see nuclear war. I think you're going to see quite a bit of activity in the United States as well as in the Middle East. And I think you're going to come up to take the spoils or to take the prey in what I feel to be the cattle and the wheat lands of the United States. Brother Quayle and I talked about that years ago. And then here's a portion out of Ezekiel 39. And it shall come to pass, this is verse 11, in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, that the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses. In other words, it's going to stink and smell of death. It shall stop the noses of the passengers on the eastern sea, okay? And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the Valley of Mongog. The Valley of Haman, excuse me, I missed Haman. Then they shall call it the Valley of Haman Gog. And 7 months shall they, the house of Israel, be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, and all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall dwell, a day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land of many, to bury with the pastures those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it after the end of 7 months shall they search. There's going to be a nuclear war, you see. Going to be a nuclear war. And we find today at stevequayle.com, there's an article up there where it looks like Israel may be starting to use the neutron bomb. And if you remember years and years ago, Brother Quayle interviewed the guy that invented the nuclear bomb or the neutron bomb on his radio broadcast. So I think that it is due time again to urge you to prepare for what I would say EMP strike, nuclear war, all right? Lights out, in other words, like we've said. And that you'd better have water purification. Water purification, like the Berkey filtration systems. I can't tell you anything else but this. If you've already got it, then go get another one. If not, you've got to understand that there are people out there that are waiting to do it. Or don't think they need to do it. And I can do, the only thing I can do is tell them to do it. And for new people coming online, which there are new people listening all the time, you had better understand that you need to get preparatory lists, hardcore lists of what to prepare and what to get, and to get it as best you can right now. Because you're going to see Ezekiel 38, 39, the Gog-Magog War, which has already started. You're going to see all of this kind of stuff happen. And we don't yet know what's going to happen, maybe in the next few days or whenever, starting to get into the economic portion of the United States and what's going on with the Treasury and the Treasury bonds and all of the stuff. And that the 10 or 12 of the top largest banks may be starting to shut off credit cards, or at least cut off the people with credit cards who are maybe they're a little bit lower on the totem pole in terms of the credit scores, or in terms of maybe they're a little bit behind, or they're not paying, they're just paying minimum wage. You could see denial of credit or increase of credit on those people. And how are a lot of people in the United States going to live? Because a large portion of all of this new credit, the trillions of dollars in the credit card debt that's being rolled up, what is it, $1.4 trillion, $1.8 trillion, whatever it is, the new credit card debt is being used to pay the basic bills. And when that goes bye-bye, what are you going to do? And then at the same time, we're finding out that that a lot of the ships from China, the container ships, which the U.S. has very few of them, by the way, the Chinese have thousands of them, that a lot of the goods coming in that were supposed to be here for Christmas, or some that will be coming in for other items, you know, for hardware stores and for, you know, all kind of car parts and all the different things, clothing, everything that's coming in right now, that those are not coming in. And that the Red Chinese are basically wanting, the Red Chinese are wanting, not wanting paper, U.S. paper, like Treasury bill, Treasury notes, or paper currency. They're wanting commodities in payment. And so they're reluctant to send any of their ships. They want either land, U.S. land, or they want silver or gold or platinum or palladium, copper, rhodium, iron, steel, whatever it is. So I'm going to tell you, you need to be able to be your own general store or supply sergeant and hardware store and sporting goods store. Have you seen that the firearms, you got to have firearms, but you also have to have ammunition. You need ammunition to put in the firearms to protect your family, to protect your home, your cars, to protect your food and your water, your stored water and your water purification, and your medical supplies, and all of the things you're going to need when the lights go out, when the EMP goes down and takes out the lights, whoever does it. Joe Biden is liable to do it himself. If they're after him and they're on his hot, on his tail, via the stuff they get from Hunter. You got to have your plan, but you got to have the items. And you got to be prepared for what's going to go down if the EMP does hit. You need the supplies. You need the strategies. You need the plan. Where are you going to meet your kids? Suppose the lights go out when they're at school and you're at work. Suppose you live somewhere that's not in a town of 1,500 or 5,000 or something, that you live in a town a little bigger or a city. Do your children have the plans of where to go or how to be to get home? Do they know where you live vis-a-vis the school? Where are you going to pick them up? Where are they supposed to go to be picked up by you? How are you going to get there? How are you going to get there, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And just incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I sound pretty good, but I still have gone through two routines of chemo, two sets or two rounds of chemo on level 4 lung cancer. But as we have been having you pray, and I prayed to the Lord, and I pray, Lord Jesus, come to me right now, remove the cancer from my body and give me a medical miracle, Lord Jesus. Restore my bodily systems back to health. And in your name I pray, Lord Jesus. If you pray that and continue to pray that, and I feel every time you do, because I'll tell you, I'm starting to feel better after the second round of chemo, but still ill, still very ill. And I still am, must have a walker to walk. I can't stand up by myself without the walker. I got severe pain in my leg like I had last summer, for some of you remember that, and I could not walk, and that's back. I don't know what that's all about. Perhaps that's part of the deal. But I'm going to be on air as long as I possibly can, because I was chosen and selected and recruited by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision to work on behalf of Lord Jesus, to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what is to come and how to prepare for it. And that's what I'm doing right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, Gog Magog War, Ezekiel 38, 39, there's going to be so many people killed, over there, that they're going to be 7 months or more burying them in Israel. The Gog Magog War, those soldiers, those people that are involved in the war against Israel. Ladies and gentlemen. And while I just say it, I might as well go ahead and say it. Believe me, anything that you send is most needed and most welcome. Most very well needed and most welcome. It can be Federal Reserve notes, silver, gold, platinum, palladium. It can be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you what. To all those who send, I can't answer everybody back or say hello. I haven't been able to get really onto the computer, and I'm trying to rest and get as much sleep. I haven't been able to sleep more than, maybe 2 to 3 hours a night, and I'm still trying to get more than that, but I can't seem to do it. So I take an hour here, an hour there, a half hour here, a cat nap there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be preparing for the all-out. I think there's going to be the EMP. I've always told you that. And if you're prepared for the EMP, and if you still had time to get the book, you could read all about it. 1 second after, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, William R. Forstchen, 1 second after, it's a forged paperback. You could get it at any of the big bookstores. You get it online, Amazon, the different stuff. A forged paperback, 1 second after, William R. Forstchen, is set in Black Mountain, North Carolina, Swinoa, all the different places, Asheville, all the places in those areas, on over to Hickory. I know it well. I used to drive through it. I love that area. Montreat College is involved. There's all kind of stuff there, and what it goes into. It shows you what can happen very quickly, and how there's just a parking lot along I-40 or whatever, your I-10, your I-5, your I-70, your 270, your I-40, your 64, whatever it might be. I-80, whatever it might be, the parking lot aside along the road. With the EMP knocking out most of the new car ignition systems, what have you. And if you do not have, like Steve was talking the other night, and God bless Steve Quayle for putting me on the air almost 20 years ago. He put me on the air, and we still, 19 and a half or whatever years later, coming around the horn. And I plan on I have Steve back up in another week or so, and we're just going to continue to do this. And he's doing what he was told to do by the Lord for his ministries. The dual-fold ministry Steve has. The Joseph's ministry. And I will say this. I'm sure glad that he brought me back and made it okay for me to be back with the Lord Jesus. And then not only that, then testing me as a guest and then putting me on the air for one night and then for two nights of his radio broadcast. Oh, Brother Quayle, God bless you. And you can go to stevequayle.com or you can call him at 406-586-4840. Or you can go on to stevequayle.com and then email them. Look at the contact information and email them. And you can get gold or silver. Get any of Steve's books. Get his Mexican expeditions are just beyond belief what they're showing you there. The digging up of alien artifacts in Mexico by Tula. And having and showing how the aliens were involved in the borning of hybrid children. If you want your kids to understand what's going on or getting ready to go on in the world, you might want to do that. Get any of Steve's books because he's not going to remake them. But the EMP, you need to figure out what's going to happen. What happens at home, school, or work? Do you have a transportation plan such as bicycles, you know, or other non-electric modes of transportation? That you need to be doing. Hello out there to Daryl from Pennsylvania. God bless you for praying. And all those others praying right now. Now, have you seen how Iran, Persia, as in Gog Magog war? Did you see what it's talking about in the Red Sea? That if the United States wants to put, you know, naval vessels in there to try to do it in an area where Iran dominates, that you're going to see what happens to our vessels. Well, all I know is Ronald Reagan took out about five of their ships. They quit doing their bullshit. Old Trump took out old Soleimani. The Iranian guy of the PRG, the Persian Revolutionary Guard, took out the general of that and stopped all of the other stuff too. So Biden, he's going to collaborate with them. They hit 92 of our installations and 92 of our bases and military troop areas and that kind of stuff. And we don't do doodly squat. They ought to put something into Natanz, into the secret base underneath Natanz, which the Iranians put there because it is a wonderful, Natanz is an ancient city. One of their ancient cities that is so beautiful and of the old time and the old architecture, the old information of the old books and all of the old papyri and all the stuff. And they hide their things there just like Hamas might hide it under a hospital so that nobody would dare touch it. Well, let me tell you what. You pop something in Natanz, one of those nuclear bases, and they have them under Tehran. They have them under the other place too. Or better yet, pop one of the secret hiding places of one of the Ayatollahs. Go boom, bang, the bomb, you know? And let Iran know that they need to get the heck off of the trail of nailing us. Ladies and gentlemen, you have this man, Biden, bought and paid for by the Red Chinese and others. And he's basically decided to destroy the United States and to come after you. Not drill the oil in the country, not do anything to boom the U.S. economy. to make it dependent upon China and the others, Russia, Iran. And get the oil from them. We're going to see these people in the United States coming down your block, including North American soldiers, U.S. and Canadians. You're going to have FEMA. Basically, look this up, domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. 12 October 2008. And it's about, what, 50 pages or something? I don't know what it is. It's 40, 50 pages. And in there. It talks about FEMA and taking over military authority, Rex 84. Suspension of the Constitution of the United States. Turning control of the government over to FEMA and the North American Command of the military. Appointment of military commanders to run state and local governments. And I will tell you what, you had better have the food. You had better have the water purification and the water supply. You had better have firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Thousands and thousands of rounds. A guy one time in Providence, Rhode Island, an old top sergeant, a top kick, a diamond sergeant, or sergeant major, or whatever he was, say, Hawk, I've got 10,000 rounds of ammo. Is that going to be enough? And I told him, I don't know if it will be, knowing where you live on top of the hill. And at the bottom of the hill in Providence, we got some had some bad guys down there. And he had a whole lot of dogs, and he's a good guy. And I always remember him because he sent me one time a little cartoon book out of an engineering squadron, or out of an engineering unit where they had the cartoons to teach the young engineers, the young military army guys, about the equipment that they work on and maintain. And in there, they had an actual cartoon about it. And in there, it discussed, in any of these cartoons, they discussed the various implements that they have that they're supposed to maintain, batteries, this, that, and the other, different types of equipment. And in that particular one, he sent it to me, they had invisibility suits, and how you have to maintain the batteries of the invisibility suits, or in the midst of your operation, your special ops, you get seen. So there you go. And I remember him because he sent me that, and that is most prized thing I have, one of them, because it's the real deal. It's the real deal. So we don't know what's going to go down with the economy exactly, but then on the other hand, oh boy, the stock market's up. Well, you know how they do that. Federal Reserve Bank prints up trillions or billions of money, of dollars, paper dollars, and gives them to the money center banks, the big banks, and has them buy the Dow, the 500, and the S&P. All right, the S&P, the Dow, and all the different stock market exchange. And they run them up the road. It's called the Plunge Protection Committee. Also, they used to call it. Now they just don't call it now. Now they just say, we print money, give it to the big banks, and we tell them to buy the stocks, to buy the markets. And that's what they're doing. It's not all of a sudden the economy is super duper great. You just look and see what's happening to your stuff. And you know, so we still have Trump involved in all the different things. We looked for a while like it was going to be a little better for him. Now it doesn't look that much better. You got now Hunter Biden, he's indicted. and what, 9 counts and what, up to 17 years or more on different things. And then he refuses to go to a congressional subpoena. So this is not going to go the way you think. You think there's going to be an election? I still don't believe there will be. I don't see how you could be. And then I do see that there could very well be the Gog-Magog war hit here. EMP strike the United States, knock the power grids out. Volcanoes and stuff in Iceland and in Europe and everything's talking out, knocking out the lights and the stuff up in there. The Russians just were off England, and England, they were off the Irish Sea because the Irish don't have the good sonar. And the English, the British had to go in and to chase the Russian subs off. They're sitting out there just like they are 90 miles away or less than 90 miles away on the United States. If you're sitting out there and you got a decent 401k, you got some bank, got money in the bank, you got other stock market funds, you got gold and silver, you got maybe a house that's mostly paid for, or you could don't owe that much on it or whatever it is. And how many days of food can you eat? How much water do you have stored that you can drink? Ladies and gentlemen, I've heard a lot of people, well, you know, I've got about 50, maybe I've got it once, you know, I could eat a month on this stuff. Well, how about 33 and a half years worth? How about 42 months? The Great Tribulation, 3.5 years. How about 30 days, 60 days, 90, 100, 20, or 1 year or 2 year, and strive for that? You got to strive for that. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I can't think of anything other than to use the word to exhort or to stimulate you or to yell at you a little bit to get you to do it. And I'm going to tell you, if you have too much food, well, let me tell you what. You can do like a lot of people did back in the night, Y2K. They gave it to the Salvation Army or to other charities. I kept everything I had from back then. I figured it still got some food value. And I'm fortunate I started on food and ammo and Berkey purification systems. I've got different ones. I've got a Berkey, a Katadyn, and an Aquarain. And they basically will all take similar types of filters except for the Katadyn, which is smaller. The interesting thing is that let me see what old Crazy Horse got to say here. Okay, this is from InfoWars. It's the liberal school board member sworn in on a stack of pornographic books instead of on the Bible. Well, a people that mocks the Lord like this deserve to be destroyed. Yes, sir, it does. Yes, sir, it does. The Red Chinese. You remember back in 204, 205, I used to sit up late at night every night. And that's back when I had the dial-up system back in those days, a long time ago on the, dial-ups and stuff. And I used to look and I had a system, an anti-hacking, anti-hack-attack system that would look up for me exactly where the hack attack came from. And it would show the map and the zigzags around the world where this one, that one, the other, and where it came from, down to where the actual spot that the hack attack came from. And I used to report every one of those every night to Hackers World International. And then I was reporting so many of them that that was skewing their stuff, and they quit allowing people to report them because they didn't want all those to be reported. Because a number of those were also level three, U.S. stuff out of the United States doing it. But back then, I used to tell you about all, and I used to read off a lot of the IP numbers. And I used to talk to you about the Red Chinese military hacking group that was sitting there in the train station in Beijing. And there was at least 20,000 of them back then. And there were other hacker groups that were there, and I used to give them out. And then the German ones and all of the other countries doing it. And I remember I told you used to give the numbers out on the air and the IP numbers. And I remember I had the Li family out of Shanghai, the Li family, the Li family. And I used to give their thing. I remember one of the people that was hacking me was the mobile phone of their Bentley. A mobile phone of their Bentley. And then they had another, a high-rise apartment that I gave the address and the person that was in charge of it and their phone number out. And it wasn't long after that that I had the Red Chinese guy at my door at 2:30 in the morning, dressed to the nines, $2,000 pair of shoes, $2,000-$3,000 sport coat, but talking like pidgin English, like, "Oh, you please help me, Missa. Oh, I need help." And the Lord told me as I peeked out the corner of the window blind, "Watch his hand, not his eyes." And he had his cell phone in his hand, holding it like he was going to do one of those 500,000-volt shock things to the neck or push a button. And the use in the Red Chinese intelligence, they have a 22 long rifle, maybe 1 to 2 rounds they could shoot right out of that. And I told him, because I had my Glockenspiel with me, I said, "Either get off my porch or I'm going to ventilate you through the door." And he jumped 10 feet back and ran down the road. I went out with a driver, a little bit longer piece of firearm, or golf club, I should say. And I got behind the wall in the bushes, a brick wall, and I looked down there. And I could see him running down to a cul-de-sac to a black SUV, Tahoe or whatever it was Chevy. And the lights were up, but I could see the exhaust. And he went to the driver's door. And the guy had a cigarette. I could see the cigarette that the driver did. And the guy said something to him. Then he ran around the back of the truck, got in the door that the passenger was in, and they peeled around the little cul-de-sac. And then, kaboom, that Tahoe or whatever it was, intelligence group, whatever had it, CIA, DIA, FBI, EIEIO, with the Chinese guy in there with them, hit that accelerator, and by the time it came up the hill, he hit the nitrous or whatever. He's doing 75, 80 miles an hour, and I tracked him all along the way with the golf driver, if you know what I mean. And then I told about it the next year, and I'm still telling about it years later. These Red Chinese, after I went after that Li family who were hacking me and doing different stuff, and then now these Chinese hackers are hacking into our water companies, our power companies in Hawaii, various places. Do you not think maybe they were involved also in the Maui stuff? Or the Pearl Harbor, you know, the Pearl Harbor things and problems with the Navy's power, the Navy's water purification systems and all of that. And as they're getting ready to go for Taiwan, which they will, then they're going to do stuff to our stuff in all over the United States and in Hawaii. And our other Southeast Pacific, or other South Pacific bases. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get yourself prepared. Now, these his ammunition is going to go up and up and up, and it's going to disappear in terms of that. And when war comes to town, I mean big war comes to town, you're not going to see it. So you need to get it now. Don't wait for the price to come back down, because it's not going to go back down. Get it the best price you can. I can tell you, you can go sometimes to the smaller towns outside of a city, and you go to the small gun stores and that kind of stuff, or the small hardware stores, they still have some at the old prices. So have some at the old prices. But go ahead and get it. And include in those 500,000 rounds of ammunition, include 12-gauge pump, shells, handgun ammunition, rifles. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I'm going to say it one more time. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and you want to keep me striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warning you as best I can. You want to help me any way you can with the situation I've got going on with the level 4 lung cancer and all the stuff I got going and doing with it. Anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, silver, gold, a check, palladium, platinum. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have the Nunamakers. And if you would like to help them in their mission in Indochina, anything can be sent to the Nunamakers. Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, where they give a Bible and a songbook in their own dialect language of their own particular village of that dialect, so they can read it in their own dialect. The Montagnards, the mountain tribes people, who are on fire for the Lord Jesus. Nunamaker, Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Myerstown with the Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. So the ammo is going to be in shortage, and it's going to be at high price if you can get it ever again at all. Food is going to be out of this world. Out of this world, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't have lights, what else do you need? Oh, I believe Lord Jesus talks to you about lamp oil, doesn't he? Wicks and lamp oil, right? Well, that's Matthew 25 now, isn't it? It gives you also a tip about preparing in general. But it specifically mentions lamps and lamp oil. You get your Petromax lantern or one of those big Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, the big blue ones or whatever, big red ones. Find out how much of the lamp oil goes into the tank and how long it will last. And then you calculate how many nights or how many hours per night of light that you'd like to have to be able to read or to be able to see in your home or to prepare food or what have you in your shelter or your tent, your cave, whatever it is. And then multiply that and figure out how many bottles of lamp oil you're going to need. And it's a lot more than you think. So then you can get one more bottle of lamp oil, one more can of chunky soup, one more box of ammo, and then you've got something. One more can of bandages. If you can get level 4 or level 3 or 3A or whatever body armor you can get, you should get it. If you can get helmet, there are level 4 helmets now that will turn away a level 4 round. Like a 30-06, it will at least glance off of it. It will hurt your head, let me tell you. Might knock you down for sure. You get hit with a level 4 body armor vest, you'll probably get knocked down too, but it does not kill you. There are also level 3 helmets. Get whatever you can get. And then also, and thank God somebody told me, I've often recommend that you print out the Cresson Carney. That's C-R-E-S-S-O-N Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. Cresson Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War. And you can go online. You can find it online for free in a PDF form. I said you should print it out. And thank goodness. Thank goodness. Yeah, Crazy Horse, I agree. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Thank goodness that he printed his out. He's got it. He says incredible information. Put in a plastic sleeve so it doesn't get water shorn or torn or what have you. Need to ensure that the chainsaw is in full working condition. You've got extra oil and all of that. You got extra blades and all of that. But you also going to need the old-fashioned kind. The saws. The cross-cut saws and the axes and hatchets. Because I'm going to tell you what. At some point in time, we're going to run out of the... You're going to run out of gasoline and the oil for the chainsaw. So you better have all of that as best you can. And you better be able to have a lot of right now stored chopped wood ready to go. It's everything on the list, ladies and gentlemen. I can't emphasize enough. But it's the basics, the water purification, the stored water, the food, and that's long-term storage food, the freeze-dried, the dehydrated food, and the canned goods. And always keep in mind Yoder's canned meats, Survival Cave canned meats, Denny Moore beef stew, chunky soup, Progresso, whatever it is, Franco-American, spaghetti and meatballs. Because these are the things that are going to sustain you and you have as a ration. And a ration is one thing you can eat a day to stay in the game. If you've got more than that, believe you me, you're going to be able to fight harder. If you had a lot of money and you could go ahead and buy this stuff, then why not get yourself for the whole family? It's getting to be on the freeze-dried, it used to be about $4,000 for a family. Now it's about $3,000 to $4,000 for one person per year. But do whatever you can do. Even if it is only one more can of chunky soup. Only if it's one more box of ammunition of whatever kind you shoot. Only if it's one more can of Band-Aids or bandages. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. The time to prepare is now. The time to prepare is now, and I will say this. You'll be blessed by it. You'll be doing what the Lord Jesus has basically told you to do in Matthew 25. In Matthew 25. And when they start to come for you and take you away, then you have something right there, and that your family, your partners, your friends, your fellow defenders of your block or your street have the ability to stay in the game to fight against the evil that's coming to try to take you away, to try to kill you. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, I yell pretty good. But I tell you what, the fatigue and all the different stuff, what I got going on, you cannot believe. But the Lord has got me in the game and has kept me in the game for some reason. I will tell you this also. Oh, I know what I want to tell you earlier, and I forgot. The Fish Mox Fish Flex website, that they supply the fish antibiotics, Let me read it to you here. The Fish Mox supplier. Fish Mox supplier effectively immediately. Midland Vet has stopped manufacturing all fish medicines. You see what they're doing? They're going to get rid of the other antibiotics. The Red Chinese make 90% of the antibiotics in China. All right, of our antibiotics and other drugs, other medications. But now, new update. Effective immediately, our supplier, Midland Vet, this is from Fish Mox Fish Flex, has stopped manufacturing all fish medicines. We're trying to find out more, and we will continue to update you via email with new information. Thank you for choosing to shop with us and being part of our email newsletter. And then they say inventory update. Fish Mox or Fish Amoxicillin 100 count, 250 milligram is still available. Fish Mox Forte, that's amoxicillin, Fish Amoxicillin, which I've taken for years, 100 count, 500 milligram is still available. They also say that they have Aquazithro and other popular products like fish doxycycline. But you can go to that website and get on order whatever you can right now so that you will have that to take, if necessary, against viral and antibacterial infections to help out. And I'll tell you what, stock up on it. Stock up on it. So along with that, the ammunition we talked to you about, the food we talked to you about. We talked to you about the filters for the Berkey lights, for the Berkey filtration systems. And I would look up those. You can also get the Pure, P-U-R filters. For the Pure filter systems, Katadyn, K-A-T-A-D-Y-N, Katadyn Commies, another Katadyn, Aquarain, whatever it is you can get to purify water, and also containers like the Aqua Blocks and the different, the 5-gallon water containers. That you need to have enough of those to where you can carry some with you. If you have a house or a permanent shelter, you know, I've got some of the 55-gallon drums as well. But you also have to have the, and God bless my brother out of Temecula, the Scholar Temecula, where he sent he sent one of the little things, the pumps. Let's see what we call them here. I forget what we call them. The shaker siphon pump. It's a siphon pump. And you can activate it and shake it, and then you can pump gasoline or something out of it, but you can also use it to do your water barrels into water containers. A siphon pump. I tell you, you know, you might want 120 feet of rope. You might, besides that, you might want to have some of the carabiners, the figure eight stuff, so you could go down the side of a hill or the side of a building, a small building, you know, as well in the city. There's also many things to have on these prep lists. And Bob Griswold, may the Lord have received him in heaven. And he died, I believe, of the lung cancer. And while we're at it, let's play for Brother Steve Quayle. Lord Jesus, provide Steve Quayle with a medical miracle with whatever he might need. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to anybody out there in the field with cancer or heart problems, any of the illnesses or sicknesses, Lord Jesus, go and touch them right now. You know who they are, Lord Jesus, in this audience, because they pray to you all the time. Lord Jesus, go to them, and will you then give them medical miracles? Give them a medical miracle and remove whatever it is they've got, like you're going to remove the cancer out of my body, Lord Jesus. Provide the medical miracle and restore them back to health. Restore them back to health, Lord Jesus. Just some things on some of my recent lists. Stuff for the black market goods. Stuff you could trade. Look up things to trade on the black market. You also need moonshine, gasoline, batteries of all types, including RV batteries or golf cart batteries, that kind of stuff. Toothpaste and toothbrushes, duct tape, all kind of different things like that. I can't tell you enough. Get the different lists. Emergency essentials, Nitro Pack. That's NITRO-PAK. Holly Drennendale, Holly Deo's list. Dare to Prepare, she has an entire book out. Or go to standdeo.com and look under Holly's material. And she has some of her old lists on there of food, medical supplies, tools, different things that you should be stocking up on. And those lists can be printed out, plus the Mormons, what they buy. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights. Stand for your farm, your ranch, your car. Mighty men and women of valor, strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. From high above, Bendingo Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, Mickey, and squeeze that old trigger. Rhoda Track and Little L, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may your Father show you how to fight. May your Father show you how to shoot the .22 long rifle or the shotgun. Or go hand to hand with his further knowledge of it. And you be sure and say hello to everybody down there at your house. And say hi to your mom and to your dad from the old hawk. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.